We're reading from John 10, verses 11 through 18 today, and page 1140 in the Pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and gathers them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father, the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
As we gather this time to pray, there are so many things to pray for, and I'm sure there is even more in the pews. Some of those that have come up that are recent are Ted and Vivian, their brother Delbert had a heart attack, and so we want to pray for him. The Vollums, sister Laura is in great need of prayer. And then Bill Marouk had a heart attack last week, and we prayed for him, and he'll be hopefully coming home later this week. There's going to be more that I'm going to pray for too, but I just thought I'd highlight a couple of those. So let's pray. Holy Father, we thank you that indeed you are the Good Shepherd. Your mercy and grace, they protect us. It guides us, Lord. Help us to embrace what you can do in our lives that nothing else can do. Lord, we thank you for your leadership in our life. And as we come here this morning, there are many people in our congregation or family and friends that are part of our congregation that need a special touch of your healing and grace. We lift up Bill Marouk and Delbert with their heart. We would pray a touch of blessing upon them, heal them. Laura, as the Vollums are concerned about their sister. Ashley Kostick and her battle with breast cancer. Gracie Barr and her struggle with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Aaron Carlson and her waiting on more treatment. Mark Lean and his recovery from a stroke. And Lord, there are other people in our hearts too this morning. Be with them in a special way. And Lord, I lift up our country at this time. Sometimes there are not words, but we need your grace. We need your mercy. We need you to do what only you can do, to bring a revival on our country. And Lord, I also lift up the hunters that will be going out later this week and preparing. Pray for their safety and protection. And now, Lord, as we look at your word, Lord, help us to understand what it means that you are our shepherd, and that as sheep we surrender and give our lives to you. Lord, help us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, hi. How are you doing? Good morning. Well, if someone were to ask you the question, how would you describe Jesus? Chances are you would not use a shepherd to describe Jesus, would you? And yet that's what Jesus chose for himself, to describe himself as a good shepherd. And it's kind of interesting. Well, first of all, last week we talked a little bit about it. You know, Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And it gives us that, the perspective of a sheep, what a sheep thinks of God. Jesus in John 10 does the reverse. He gives us the perspective of the shepherd. And so we're going to look a little bit at that, because a shepherd is exactly what you and I need, because you and I are a lot like sheep. And I came across this really dorky and cheesy video on YouTube. Normally, I would not do something this dorky and cheesy, but because it's so dorky and cheesy, it drives home the point. And so we're going to watch this pastor, and you're welcome to watch it with me. This pastor gives us a description of what it's like to be a shepherd of sheep. And so here we're going to watch this video.
Howdy. Coming to you this morning from Cherry Grove Farm in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. We've come out here to look at some sheep. Because you know what? Sheep are like people. How are they like people? Sheep are like people because they aren't very smart. This is my friend Coco, the sheep. I'm going to try and teach Coco how to walk backwards. Come on, back up. Back up. Back up. Let me see if I can teach him how to do a moonwalk. Watch this. Watch me. Can you do that? You try. Yo, Michael Jackson. Come on. You know. Back up.
Come on, Coco.
Did you know a sheep will actually eat so much that it kills itself? Sheep will also actually pollute the ground so much that parasites take over the ground and do them harm. I can tell you what, that is true. Because I've stepped in a few of them this morning and it's not very much fun. Another thing about sheep is they're vulnerable. They have no natural protection. They're vulnerable to things like storms and parasites and wild animals. They have no defense mechanism. That's why they bunch up like that. Because they have no way to protect themselves, so they get in a group. Another thing about sheep is they're fearful. They're so afraid. This is about as close as we can get to them. They won't let us get any closer because they're afraid of us. Sheep are like people. Not very smart, they're vulnerable, and they're fearful. But the good news is, the Lord is our shepherd. Can you see the similarities? Look at me. Look up here. Look at the camera.
Don't eat my hat.
Was it dorky? Was it cheesy? Did it drive home the point? And here's our resident expert. Can you relate to that video? Do you think that's true?
It is so true.
So true.
So true.
Do you have anything that you want to add to sheep or like people?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bad topic to talk about. I mean, a bad.
Bad topic? Yeah, like that was a bad video.
But it's one of those things where it's kind of a thankless job.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a group of really dumb animals you got to take care of. They don't appreciate you. Kind of hang around, poop, and eat.
Yeah.
They don't come up and cuddle. So what do I have to do when things get really bad? I have to lay down my life for them.
Wow.
For a bunch of dumb animals. But I'm willing to do that, you know.
I believe you are. So we have this expert that just shared with us that this is true. People are like sheep, aren't they? In fact, people are so much like sheep that they're not smart, they're vulnerable, they're fearful, they wander off, they get lost. They really need a shepherd. And they need someone to lay down their life for them. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." But there's a latter part of that verse where it says, the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. In fact, God sent his son to lay down his life for us, his sheep. And we want to look a little bit at that. But the problem is this. In the midst of our, and I'll say it, in the midst of our stupidity, our vulnerability, our fearfulness, what gets in the way more than anything else is our pride. Our pride gets in the way because we think we know better. But the most healthy thing that you and I can do with our lives is to admit that we're needy, that we're broken, that we're desperate, that we truly have a need for a good shepherd. You know, the first human beings, Adam and Eve, they had it all, didn't they? They were given paradise. They only had one rule. Today we have all kinds of rules, all kinds of laws, but one rule: don't eat from that tree. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." We know the rest of the story, don't we? They eat. And with it ushers in all the problems that we face in the world today. With that one choice, everything changes. But let's be honest. Adam and Eve, they were old, archaic. We're more sophisticated today, right? We're smarter today. We would never eat from that tree, right? We would never do wrong. Or would we? The world has changed, isn't it? Aren't we smarter than they were?
I sure hope so.
I sure hope so, but I'll tell you what, we're not. We're not. Because listen to what 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says. "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power." Does that describe human beings today? It doesn't describe us. It describes all the other human beings in the world. Right? Actually, this describes sheep that need a shepherd, doesn't it? And unfortunately, there's a few things on that list that we might not want to admit to anyone else, but in our heart of hearts, we know describe us a little too much. It's a little too close to home. In 2 Timothy 4:3-4, it says this: "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." That's where we are today in the world, isn't it? Today in the world, we gather around us not good shepherds, but teachers that will say, "That's okay, that's good, you're being sincere, you can do whatever you want." And we are lost sheep in this world today, aren't we? And the list of things that prove our lostness is so true. So maybe we need a sheep or a shepherd more than we are willing to admit. I was thinking about a time when I got lost and I didn't know I was lost. And it was back in high school when two of my friends, both named Tim, we went to Chicago on a trip. Now keep in mind, we're from northern Wisconsin. And this was the first time we'd ever been to a big city. We got to the big city. We were amazed at how big the buildings were. I mean, it's incredible the first time you see it. You go, man, the town I grew up in, the biggest building was three stories. And then these buildings in Chicago are ridiculous. And so we're watching and looking and probably looking like foolish people in a big city. And so we decide to do what probably anyone would do. We decided to take the L, the train that goes around Chicago, and we thought this would be so cool. We get to see the whole city riding this train. And we start riding this train. We're watching things. And, you know, we were just enamored by this big city. But we also didn't notice the fact that as we were traveling on this train, things began to change. Actually, the buildings began to get more run down and more shabby, and there was graffiti, and there was things that we had never seen before. And finally, a middle-aged lady came to us and said, "Are you guys from around here?" "No, we're from northern Minnesota, or northern Wisconsin." Oh, man. Northern Wisconsin. And she said, "I think it's time for you to take the train back to where you came from." And she said it very sternly. And she was saying, what she was saying is, "It's no longer safe for you to be here." And I was thinking about that story, and I think that's what happens to us in the world today. We get so preoccupied with our lives, and we're on a train of busyness, that we finally get lost and caught up in the world, and we don't even know that we're in danger. But I think we are desperately in danger as a culture today. And the dangerous thing is that we, who should know better, we who are sheep that know the Good Shepherd, are lost with the world. And we don't even know we're in danger anymore. And it's time for us to come back home to the Shepherd, to get in a relationship with Him. And as you shared already, a shepherd is a protector, along with being a guide. And a shepherd, a true shepherd, a good shepherd, will lay down their life for his sheep, as we read in the passage, scripture there. Now, a hired hand won't do it, but Jesus, the good shepherd, will lay down his life for it, for his sheep. Now, if you remember King David, before he became a king, he was a shepherd. And the reason why he was so good with a sling was because he would protect those sheep. And that's why he could kill Goliath, King Goliath, because, or the giant Goliath, is because he could take that sling and hit his target. A shepherd is the safest place to be for a sheep, to be right next to the shepherd. And Jesus said of himself, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Now, it wasn't for lions, tigers, or bears that Jesus died. It was for sin and its consequences. The consequences, the ultimate consequence for sin is hell. But it also has consequences in the here and now, too. The consequences that affect our relationships with one another, our consequences that affect the way we view ourselves. Jesus is speaking to us and saying, "Come home. Come home. Hear my voice. I will protect you. I will guide you. I will save you from the dangers of this world." In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus came out of heaven, became sin, although he never sinned, to die for my sin, for your sin, for the consequences of sin, so that we could be made right with God, so that we could have a relationship with the Good Shepherd. But what this means is that as sheep, and sheep are not very good at making the right decision, we still have a choice. And that choice is, will I hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, or will I reject the voice of the Good Shepherd? If anyone enters by me, Jesus said, he will be saved and will go in and find pasture. So as sheep that are not very smart, that are vulnerable, that are fearful, that are full of pride, Jesus is calling. He's speaking and saying, will you choose me, the Good Shepherd? A smart sheep knows the Good Shepherd and recognizes his voice. But actually this morning I have a very personal, and I'm going to ask you to do something hard this morning. Will you respond to the voice of Jesus? It doesn't matter if it's the first time. Doesn't matter if it's the second or 100th time. Will you respond to the voice of Jesus? Will you come home to Jesus? It's easy to come to church 1 hour a week, pretend that you're following Jesus, but are you really following Jesus? Have you really made him the shepherd of your life? Because that's really what Christianity is about. It is about Jesus really, truly leading your life. It's not about pretending to be a good sheep. It's actually about realizing how much you need Jesus. And so this morning, we're going to actually show a video. The video isn't that great, but the words are phenomenal. It's a song by Fernando Ortega, and it's The Good Shepherd. And this morning, if you want to come to follow the Good Shepherd, I'm going to actually ask you to get out of your seat and come forward. And then we're going to pray and dedicate, maybe for the first time, or rededicate our lives to the Good Shepherd. And so I know that's uncomfortable. We're Minnesotans. We don't like any attention drawn to ourselves. I'm the same with you. But sometimes getting up out of the pew and saying, I'm going to follow Jesus, is exactly what we need, because that's the place where we tell others, I'm turning back. I'm coming home to Jesus. So we're going to listen to that video, and it's up to you. You can come, and we're going to pray at the end of the song. Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you and praise you for the promise that you are the Good Shepherd, that if we are near to you, that if we are your sheep, nothing can hurt us, nothing can harm us, and nothing can take us away from you. Lord, help us to lean into that promise. Help us to allow you to be the Good Shepherd of our lives. And Lord, where we have failed, thank you that you have forgiven. And Lord, thank you for second, third, and fourth chances. Lead, guide, and direct our lives, Lord. We pray in your name. Amen.